Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, Learn English with News. It is Monday the 22nd of April and today's news story is about some changes that Milan's leaders want to make to the city centre. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at today's keywords. So lots of great words and phrases to learn today. So if you want to write these down, make sure you have a piece of paper and a pen, or you're next to a computer. Of course, if it is safe to do so, if you're in your car, keep your eyes on the road, please. Okay, let's have a look. So the first is a phrase, up in arms. What does that mean? If somebody is up in arms. Next, a phrasal verb, to lay out, and then usually it's with a word like plans. So what does that mean? To lay out plans. Next, a verb, combat. Combat. And then we have a noun, reveler. Reveler. And then a verb, spoil. Spoil. And then a noun, stroll, S-T-R-O-L-L, stroll. And then a phrase, at the stroke of something, at the stroke of. And finally, a noun, quirk, Q-U-I-R-K, quirk. So listen very carefully for those words and phrases. See if you can understand what they mean based on the context. And then at the end, we'll go back to them all to look at their definitions and how I use them. Okay, here is today's news story. Owners of some of Milan's restaurants and cafes are up in arms after plans were laid out to restrict late-night noise and disruption in the busy city centre. City leaders want to combat Milan's wild nightlife by banning the sale of takeaway food after midnight, including pizza and ice cream. They argue that late-night revelers in certain districts of the city have made it difficult for residents to enjoy a peaceful night's sleep. But some of Milan's restaurants and bars say restrictions on opening hours will have little effect on the amount of noise and will be bad for businesses. The new requirement would see bars and restaurants closing their outdoor areas from 12:30 a.m. on weekdays and 1:30 a.m. on weekends in a bid to bring peace and quiet to residents. If the proposal is approved, it will be brought in next month until early November. But for Marco Barbieri, Secretary General for the Milan unit of Confcommercio, the Italian Retailers Association, closing restaurants early would spoil an old Italian tradition. He said, "What does the average Italian family do in the summer? They go for a stroll after dinner and get an ice cream. It's a classic tradition, and so it's clear that if you interfere with this type of cultural habit, people won't be happy. A rule banning people from drinking a bottle of water or eating an ice cream or pizza while taking a stroll in Darsena won't solve a thing, as people will stay outside regardless. Do you think a 25-year-old is going to go home at the stroke of midnight simply because they can't get a takeout? What about the tourists who want to eat an ice cream after midnight? Does this administration realise what it's doing?" In response to Barbieri's complaint, Milan's mayor, Giuseppe Sala, said, "I would ask Barbieri to come to my office for a few hours because I have hundreds of reports from residents asking to be able to sleep better at night. I cannot avoid addressing this issue. It is not a quirk, but a need of many. We are not changing the rules of the universe, but imposing very slight limits." Marco Granelli, the deputy mayor for public security, insisted that the new proposals would strike a balance between camaraderie and fun, the peace and health of residents, and the free economic activity of traders and entrepreneurs who provide work. And that's today's news story. Okay, so whose side are you on here? Are you on the side of the residents who are being kept awake at night, or the bars and restaurants who might feel that this could really damage their businesses? Okay, let's have a look at the key words that I gave you at the start. The first was up in arms, and we'll also look at the next one to lay out plans because they come in the same sentence. So right at the start, I said, owners of some of Milan's restaurants and cafes are up in arms. That means they're protesting after plans were laid out to restrict late night noise and disruption. So to lay out plans means to present or outline plans. Okay, next, combat. City leaders want to combat Milan's wild nightlife. To combat means to fight against something. Okay, next, reveler. They argue that late night revelers have made it difficult for residents to enjoy a peaceful night's sleep. So a reveler is a person who is enjoying themselves in a lively and noisy way. Next, spoil. So now we get to the part where Marco Barbieri really expressed his discontent with this idea. So he says that closing restaurants early would spoil an old Italian tradition. So spoil means to damage or ruin. He said, what does the average Italian family do in the summer? They go for a stroll after dinner and get an ice cream. So a stroll is a leisurely walk, a gentle walk. Okay, next we have at the stroke of. So Barbieri went on to say, do you think a 25-year-old is going to go home at the stroke of midnight simply because they can't get a takeout? So when we say at the stroke of, we're talking about a specified time, an exact specified time. So at the stroke of midnight, literally when the bells ring at midnight. And finally, quirk. So in response to Barbieri's complaint, the mayor of Milan, Giuseppe Sala, said that it's important to address this issue. And he says it's not a quirk, but a need of many. A quirk is something strange or unexpected. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. And hopefully you understood most or all of today's news story. And if you want to check your understanding, then you'll find a comprehension quiz on the Learn English with Ben fan club page, as well as the full transcript of today's episode, complete with all of those keywords and the definitions. So if you're interested in those things, then you can visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another new story on Wednesday.